Welcome to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm Faith.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Steven.
So, guys, I'm telling you, nature is, I mean, I feel like if it is possible at all, we take it for granted. I feel like when I go outside, I'm just in awe of what I see all the time in the Pacific Northwest. It's just like so great, right? And I go on these hikes, and Faith actually used to walk with me all the time.
Yeah.
And we would go on these hikes, and it would just be like you could just see the mountains mm-hmm. in the backdrop with mm-hmm. all the colors and everything, and it's just so magnificent. And then we've got we've got the gorge and everything.
Mm-hmm. It's gorge.
What are your favorite type of fall, autumn kind of activities to do, trails, just like what do you like to get out and see? Because the thing about it is, like, I'll go all the way out to like Rooster Rock or something, mm-hmm. right? And it's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't, mm-hmm. there is nobody out there at that time, you know. Well, there's, yeah, actually, no. People are still active, but you know.
I think
what I
mean. The nature doesn't matter. You just like that there's no one there to bother you in your free time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rooster Rock's great. It has a disc golf course. I like disc golfing. I think Steve was saying he likes.
I went out disc golfing with my sons and my brother, and one of my sons, who plays all the time, threw his disc way up, got caught in a tree. And he writes his name and his number on all his discs, mm-hmm. and somebody found his disc and contacted him and returned his disc.
Ugh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Like in the mail?
Like, call them up and, like, I'll meet you. And they...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have a policy if someone finds my disc, because I write it too, I buy him a beer.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's heartwarming.
Wait, so I'm confused because I'm African American now. I don't know what disc golfing is. So somebody explain this sport to me.
Okay,
regular golf,
you have a little ball and a club and you hit it and you have to go a certain distance. And the last thing you do is you putt and it goes a short distance and it goes in the hole. What they
you
have
said,
is they
you
have,
said regular golf?
That's regular
okay,
golf.
So in my mind, Tiger Woods.
Ball
right,
golf,
keep
yep,
going.
Yep.
In disc golf, you throw different size and weight discs through a course to get close to this pole with a cage on it that will, you hit the cage and it'll stop the disc. And that's how you, it's same thing as golf though, but it's with discs.
Right. Tiger Woods, but high.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So it's like cricket then, right? Because I would only play cricket when I'm high.
Like right? With darts?
No, isn't cricket the one with the.
I don't even think people who play cricket know what cricket is. There's a lot of like really silly like words for they're like the hinkle binkle paddle and then you run to the flimsy stick,
the hinkle binkle paddle, obviously.
Wicked googly kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Scotty, you know what cricket is, right?
A little bit. I know that there's a stick in the ground they're trying to pitch the ball to, and then they have a defender with a
it looks like
a spanking paddle,
yeah,
to be honest, but it's a very flat like baseball bat. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Because the only thing I would have thought that cricket was, I thought that this was cricket but in its own universe. But you know, in Harry Potter, when they play the thing is flying
Quidditch.
Is that like cricket?
No, not at all.
Cricket's like baseball, but they bounce the ball before you hit it.
So oh,
they
wow.
bounce into the dirt and then.
So it's like ping pong.
And yeah, like, yeah. It's like ping pong, but you're trying to bat it instead of using a little
paddle.
These
crazy games.
But nobody hits it back, do they?
Nobody plays cricket high. And that's the key thing.
It's more like baseball and lacrosse had a baby.
Okay. All right. Well, Steven, you obviously know what cricket is,
mm-hmm.
so we're going to learn something.
We're
going
to learn some bylaws and rules of cricket.
So listen, how close to baseball is cricket?
There's a version of a pitcher. There's a version of a batter. It's a pastoral game. There's no time limit. It's like innings and outs.
Oh.
And it's kind of pointless.
Absolutely not.
And you only value it if you grew up playing it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely not.
Okay, cool.
Got it. I'm going to hard pass.
Yeah, hard pass on that. So anyway, back to trails.
I'd for sure have to be high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I for sure would have to be high to play that. So, Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that we went to Hood River together.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Where they were doing all the, is that a lake that's out there in Hood River? Like, or is that just like the river, because I didn't think those things connected. But anyway, you know the guy that was flipping and doing all the parasailing and stuff?
I've seen, are you sure that was us? Because I'm remembering that and I feel like I was with someone else. But yeah. Yes, but I know what you're talking about. Yes. I know it, like
what is that body of water that's right there?
Oh, I don't know.
It's the Columbia River.
Is it the Columbia
River?
They do
windsurfing in Columbia River at the city of Hood River. Mm. Also, much more similar to disc golf than baseball because very conducive to smoking weed.
I would do that sober or high.
He's wrapping it back.
Everything's better high, I think, is what Steve's saying.
No. Not everything. I wouldn't play football.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I might. I don't know. It depends on what I'm doing. If I'm the quarterback.
I feel like you'd go up to catch and it would just zing you right in the helmet every time.
Oh, and you'd laugh. It would be hilarious. It'd be really funny.
Oh, my God. All right, so nobody knows any good trails. I mean,
I really like Cape Horn Trail. I don't know if you've been over there. It looks over the gorge.
Yeah, we've done that. You and I have done that.
Said,
yeah.
We went to Hood River too. You were just, I don't know if you were high.
Speaking of high,
I don't know what was going on. But she's like, no, I don't remember, and I clearly remember you being there.
I'm so sorry.
Her spirit was out of her body.
No, because we drank wine together. I remember.
Nope, that'll do it.
What do you like best about hiking?
Me. So there might be a little truth to the fact that because there's no one there, but it's not because there's no one there. It's because I like when you go out into nature, it just kind of envelopes you in. Mm-hmm. Just like all, you know, it's doing its own thing. Okay. And you're there for the show.
The Japanese call that a forest bath. There's a lot of negative ions and that, which is a good thing. And it's a little cooler and you feel the moisture and that is extremely restorative. That's the science. It's also the magical fairy creatures are near you. You don't know where they are, but they're near you, and that makes you feel better, too.
I will also put into context that I'm probably very high and drunk in the woods as well. So it could be that, but it also could be White Claws. I'm just... Could be either.
James
one
out
of those.
Here, White Claw wasted on the hiking trail. You don't want to do that the on little... a lofty one, though, because you'll just take a tumble.
Yeah.
My goodness.
You know, the little fey creatures are like, you know, just leave this one alone.
Yeah. He's CrossFit.
I think he's had enough of the magic for today.
I don't think we need to cleanse his ions. I think he needs a cold shower and a nap.
You know what, though? I'll tell you what. No, because, you know, when you go in there. Okay, so have you guys ever gone to some of those waterfalls that are at, like, the end of these trails and stuff? Mm-hmm. They're really, really great. I mean, they're beautiful.
Yes.
I went to Eagle Creek, and you could walk behind a waterfall, right? And then so then you can go down to the bottom where it meets, and then you just sit on like a tube or something that you blow up and just sit and drink and just eat or whatever. And it's just like super cool to chill and do that out there, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
And yeah, and this would be the perfect time to do that.
Oh my God.
Because it's always, you know.
Do you have a bat cave?
A bat
cave? You're describing the bat cave from Batman.
Where you walk behind the waterfall.
The waterfall opens up and then you have like an inflatable device. And there's like a keg of White Claws strewn about and some Doritos.
Oh my God.
You know that's what Batman is known for is his
Doritos and White Claws.
His stash of black cherry White Claws.
Oh, black cherry? Is that your go-to? Here we go.
Absolutely not.
Like,
you know what? I'll tell you like this, and this is the only time I'm going to say it. My favorite flavor is watermelon, so that's just like...
Steve claps.
He starts clapping. Folks, you're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm Faith.
I'm Scotty.
And I'm Steven.
We'll be right back.
A big thank you to our founding partners at Morrell Inc. Print and Marketing for their ongoing support of community radio. Morrell Inc. is a woman-owned, union-staffed, state-of-the-art print shop that since 1993 has offered high-quality, creative, and innovative printing and marketing solutions. Morrell Inc.'s experienced staff creates partnerships with their clients and uses the latest technologies to meet their needs. More information about which of Morrell Inc.'s products, printing, and marketing strategies will best serve your next project and budget can be found at morrellinc.com. That's MORELINK.com.
Are you a musician or artist in the local Vancouver, Portland area? Ready to take things to the next level? Well, New Waves Northwest on KXRW has got you covered. Send in your song submissions to submitmusic@kxrw.fm for a chance to be highlighted on one of our upcoming episodes.
New Waves Northwest is the best place to discover bands and artists from the Pacific Northwest and all over the country. Once again, send submissions to submitmusic@kxrw.fm. And as always, stay wavy.
Welcome back to the Rogue Apostle Cyril on KXRW. I'm James.
I'm Faith.
I'm Scotty.
And I'm Steven.
Steven. Now, these two obvious, I mean, they're giving me nothing over here as far as nature is concerned, okay?
Oh, my
goodness.
They're
giving me nothing. Steven, it is on you to give me and the people, give us the perfect trail experience.
The people, Steven.
40 minutes outside of Seattle off of I-90.
Okay.
There's a place called Rattlesnake Ledge. No rattlesnakes.
Okay.
What a shame.
Okay. Friendliest trail I've ever been on. Most diverse trail I've ever been on. Almost a perfect hike. And we met some people. And my brother, he got them in the right mood for the hike, let's just say.
Okay.
Just someone that we met. It was great.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Thinly veiled there. I like that.
Yeah, I feel like...
I got eyebrows working over here.
Eyebrows in overdrive right now.
There's a couple of things going on here, and I just want to make sure we're not leading people to something weird, so...
No, it was exactly what you think it was, but I can't say it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, so, you know.
So it was really friendly. It was real. Everybody was real saying friendly. Hello. It was real friendly.
I think that I'm confused, and I think that anyone listening is confused, so I need to, like, help fill in some blanks, but I don't know how.
Also confused.
How
friendly is your brother?
Just imagine that you showed up for a hike and you show up with like a half rack of beer.
Uh-huh.
And you see somebody, you don't know him, but you give him one of your beers.
Uh-huh.
Well, he did that, but it wasn't beer.
Oh. Oh. Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. All right, we're in the good. Okay, so we're in
Me and James' mind went to the same place,
I
think.
Yeah. Our sponsors. We can
So,
Steven, when you tell anyone else that story... and you know, because this is the radio, make sure you just signal marijuana. I don't know, because
he was getting real friendly on the trail.
Yeah, I was like, apparently Rattlesnake Ledge is like the place if you're
there's
trying
a snake
to
in my boots.
If you're trying to step out, you know. I was like, it's a nice trail, a little strange.
Yeah,
some might say.
Cruising gulch.
I'm just going to use my feet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
We have derailed, folks.
Oh, my God. No, you know what? That's the symbolism of this episode, okay?
You said 40 minutes on I-90. So is that close to, like, Issaquah?
Look, see now, Scotty's trying to, this is what Scotty's doing. Scotty's trying to make sure you really ain't talking about sex stuff right now. So he's like, so where'd you say it was again?
It was
what's just, the address?
It's just past
the lone porta potty.
It's just a little bit past Snoqualmie Falls.
Oh, okay. Scotty's trying to get them digits.
Scotty's like,
where was it?
No,
Scotty's got Google open and he's like, that's just an abandoned parking lot.
There's graffiti and there's one porta potty randomly.
All of a sudden, Steven, we got some questions.
Yeah.
It's where
Steven,
an old.
I better not see you and your brother on the news.
It's like where an old motel used to be and the sign is just there. Rattlesnake Ledge.
He was real friendly. Y'all.
It used to be a Motel 6.
He was real friendly, you know? Just gave him a little something.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I would try to defend him, but.
It's not even worth it. It's not even worth it.
Don't do it. What is his name? What is your brother's name?
Don't do that to him.
I can't divulge on this episode. I can't put together, you know.
His name is this. He lives here.
If you see a younger looking Jerry Garcia out on the trail and he's got a six pack of beer and he's saying, hey, for a really friendly time, don't go in them woods.
my goodness.
I mean, it sounds like they had a good time, so maybe do. I don't know.
I don't know. We haven't heard back from the other party yet. You know, we
Steven said they had a wonderful time.
we'll take his word for it.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we're going with your answer, Steven. You win as far as the nature is concerned, because honestly, either way that story could have gone, it would have been better than what y'all gave us.
I don't know what to say.
I was gonna segue into the disc golf thing again. Like, Pier Park is my go-to because you're in the forest. The course is in the woods, you have all these hazards to play around. Have you played Pier?
I haven't, Steven. I haven't played it, but I've actually walked through the course like a whole bunch of times. Mm-hmm. It's a nice place to walk. It's a nice place to walk. That's an urban forest, and you get that whole thing. Yeah.
There's like three separate parks. There's a baseball area right next to it. It's a skate park. It's got like everything you need. So you take the
Where is that? Because I've actually never been. I've been playing disc golf for a while.
St. John. It's kind of like the industrial part of North Portland, where all the kind of where the factories are, right where the Expo Center is.
Yeah.
You go a little bit past that. But it's great. There's so many trees you have to play around, so it makes it fun, not too difficult. But
I can't believe you guys are sitting here talking about this, and Forest Park never came up for either one, because that place.
I was going to say Forest Park. But the other thing about Pier Park is it's connected by a bridge over the railroad tracks to Chimney Park, which has a dog park.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but again, all those things considered, and honestly, your answer is really good, Scotty. But how did y'all all miss Forest Park?
I don't know. I don't think I've been there. I don't know where that's at.
It's amazing.
I think it's also really populated.
The fae
creatures are populating it.
It's kind of populated. It's got a lot of people there.
Well, yeah. And you know, the magical people are there too, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The witches and stuff. I don't mess with the witches.
The warlocks.
Yeah. Scotty, what was the name of your park again?
Pier Park.
I'm going to go over there because I've never seen disc golf.
We'll go disc golf sometime.
P-I-E-R. P-I-E-R. Okay. That's how it's spelled.
We could also, because Pier Park is, I've heard amazing things. I've never actually been. I don't know why I haven't been, because I've been playing disc golf for a while.
I'm not going to play disc golf, but I want to watch y'all play disc golf. Just kind of get a feel for what it looks like.
It's so really easy. Fun. You just throw a frisbee. It's frisbee golf.
Yeah.
He is lying to you. It is not easy.
It's not super duper easy.
No, it's fine.
Setting me up for failure there, Scotty.
It's not easy.
Is it like flag football? Remember flag football?
No, it's not as violent. No.
You don't have to run, for one thing. I would never.
You're walking. It's not that hard.
Wait, you're
walking the course. You're not like running.
Are you an ultimate frisbee player?
I used to get down on ultimate frisbee. Hold on, because here's the thing. It gets real serious. Ultimate frisbee gets so serious. I'm there for like the chill. You know what I mean? I'm smoking. If you need a substitute, I got you. But I'm not like out
disc
here.
Disc golf.
So if you played ultimate,
disc golf's gonna be great for you.
If you played ultimate, you could play disc golf. It's just they're gonna give you discs that are different than you're used to, and you're gonna throw them poorly, and you're gonna be like, oh, but you'll have gotten high, so then it's okay.
Even if you suck.
You know what is really good to do high? Paintball.
No.
It's the best. It is the best. I feel like I'm in an episode of Community when I do it. It is so cool, and I'm really good at it when I'm high. Seriously. If you guys ever want to come paintball.
I imagine James is in a full ghillie suit just out here, like, sniping people through their masks.
I don't do high in public, but if there's paintball, then maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, maybe.
I mean, because you have they give you the suit, so it really doesn't hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not, you know, you put the mask on, you really, nobody wants to get hurt.
Unless you get a neck shot, then it's game over.
Yeah. I'll take you guys to do some paintballing down in Portland.
I feel like Faith would be an amazing. All of her rage would be channeled into being an amazing.
Faith?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Faith's gonna work out some issues.
I'm actually. I have great marksmanship. I have to tell you guys with real guns, but like also I'm
Faith
pretty
will
sure
shoot
I could,
you is what
everything
she's saying.
That you've ever done to Faith, whether you realize it or not, she's going to account for it.
Mental tallies
and everything other people have done to me doesn't even have to be your fault. We're working it out right here, right now,
folks. You're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show on KXRW. I'm James.
I'm Faith.
I'm Scotty.
And I'm Steven.
And we'll be right back.
In times like these, it's important to amplify the good stuff.
Give More 24 is your chance to do just that. It's Southwest Washington's largest day of giving, and it all kicks off on September 22nd. That's the day our region comes together to give more. Matching gifts and nonprofit prizes will make giving go further, and it all unfolds online at givemore24.org. That's where you can find support and celebrate more than 200 local charities. So help amplify the good in our region. Visit givemore24.org today and find a nonprofit to support on September 22nd.
Welcome back to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm Faith.
I'm Scotty.
And I'm Steven.
Okay, so we're going to go out to the paintball field, and I'm going to teach you guys how to paintball. But well, I think...
just rip it up.
Faith, you should be no problem. Scotty, have you ever done it before?
Yeah. I took great joy because my uncle was... he was talking up a big game, and he didn't want the smoke, so I shot him in the neck from across behind a haystack, and he thought he was safe behind his little barrel, and I just... popped him right in the neck. He's like,
savage. The savage.
No.
You probably,
and
no, they,
and the bad thing is like, you probably didn't even have to hit him there. You probably could
have
got him.
I couldn't have.
No.
I could have hit him anywhere else, but yeah, I was going for like chin, and it went even lower, and it just...
You were trying to get him in his face?
Well, he's got a mask.
The chin is part of your face.
Yeah, I just wanted to graze him for his insolence.
As we talked about earlier, Scotty was working through some things.
Man, I guess so.
This is for putting milk in my spaghetti when we were younger.
Oh, my gosh. That is
no,
so...
what?
Man. Yeah. Oh, man. My cousin, my aunt, was like, I'm going to make tomato soup. I was like, that usually has milk in it. She was like, nope. And then she dumped a whole thing of condensed milk, and she didn't think... So she's like, just eat it. It's fine. So I'm like, I don't feel good. I go outside and I'm just all over the cement.
Okay,
now we're working through some issues here.
I hate to go off topic, kind of, but it's
no,
all,
you
but it is,
don't.
But, okay,
you love it.
I have to ask you guys. I don't want to bring the tone down, but this is a serious question. Can you eat Frosted Flakes with chocolate milk?
Yes, you absolutely can. Ooh. Here's the thing.
What? Why is that?
That sounds good.
Why is that a question? Why is that like?
Of course
why
you
is
can.
That a can you? But why couldn't you?
You have to forgive Steven. He's new here. He doesn't know how we roll.
You can do anything you want.
I'm coming from a place of humility. I don't know. I ask. It's respect for people who know.
Here's what you couldn't do. Here's what you couldn't do. You couldn't take something like strawberry. God forbid it exists. Strawberry Frosted Flakes, and then put chocolate milk in it. That would be an obscenity.
So no Frankenberry cereal with chocolate.
Why would you do Frankenberry? It literally, you have Count Chocula sitting right there. What is going on?
I mean, yeah, if it's Frankenberry season, it's Count Chocula season. But what is wrong with strawberry and chocolate?
Oh my gosh, Faith, why do we have?
Have
to
you
do
ever
this
heard of
time?
A chocolate covered strawberry?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay, and those, so what's the difference?
Those exist. Like,
yeah,
it's a chocolate-covered strawberry. But,
well,
like,
I
the
mean,
obscenity of a strawberry cereal,
like, that's a thing that exists.
And chocolate
this
milk.
This is a trigger point. Yeah, now we're working through
here's
this.
The thing, here's
who
the thing.
Who hurt you with... somebody pellet you with strawberry cereal?
No.
Here's what I was going to say is... he was like, can you put Frosted Flakes in chocolate milk?
Yeah.
And we were all like, yeah, duh, Steve, of course you can. Here's... and I will raise you one. Put Frosted Flakes in Cool Whip. And it's like,
that's filth. I love
it's
it.
It's disgusting. And it is so good.
That's
and
so
it tastes,
filthy. I
it
love
tastes
that.
Like a Rice Krispie, but a little bit better. I don't...
what is wrong with you two?
You
Steven, be
have
the
to
voice
do
of
it.
Reason here.
Okay, here's
He's
what
the
I'm,
one that had
here's what I'm thinking about with the strawberry flavoring.
Okay.
And chocolate is, you're talking about natural versus artificial flavor. So it's not really strawberry. It's air quotes. Strawberry flavor.
Y'all, it's not real chocolate either. Boo.
Wow. Wow.
It's corn syrup.
Faith has chosen violence this segment.
Cool Whip.
And she chose Cool Whip.
And then Scotty's like signing on to this. And then look,
I'm just here for chaos.
Look
so.
What you've done to Steven. He's over here
literally. Steven's flabbergasted.
Wait, did you say Cool whip?
I did. Say cool whip.
Cool whip. Cool whip.
Say cool.
Why would you ask?
Say cool. Cool. Say whip. Whip. Now wait. Say cool whip.
Cool, cool whip. Whip.
Cool whip. But getting back to this, the audacity of faith. Faith. You rep hard for some things and then others I don't understand it. Okay. So you agree. Okay. Let's say this was like a Nesquik drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people like just regular milk, right? And mm-hmm. then some people like chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm.
Some people unfortunately like strawberry milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then the atrocity, the pinnacle of Dante's Inferno is banana milk.
Yeah. Banana milk, yeah. That's a real thing?
It's a
banana
real
milk
thing.
Is a real thing.
It's terrible.
I don't know about that.
But no one would say, hey, I'm going to take this strawberry milk and mix it with this chocolate milk and drink it. No one does that. No one does it.
I'm almost positive somebody has done that.
They are in an insane asylum
now. I'm not telling you to mix the milks together. I'm telling you to put your chocolate milk on your strawberry frosted flakes.
Scotty, now Scotty, be the voice of reason here.
You're going to hate me, but I drink oat milk, James.
Oh, my. You know what?
Yeah.
The true betrayal.
Steven,
he can't drink milk.
I can drink milk. It's gonna end very poorly for everyone in front of me directly in an arc of
it's like a it's like a bi-directional cardioid pattern.
Fine. Okay, I can see that. Scotty, you still but you're still
there's
what are you repping
this
over
is
here?
Like the this is like the Oreo thing all over again. How
can
many
you?
Flavors do we need
exactly?
Can you have Cool Whip? Does that have dairy in it?
It depends on what brand it is. But they have like vegan ones.
I was going to say, they have like non-dairy
they have a
Cool Whip.
Vegan
well,
Cool
it's,
Whip?
It's just coconut.
Yeah.
Because coconut is thick. So it's
it
imitates.
Have dairy.
Coconut is controversial. People have like feelings about coconut.
Yeah, no, it's a real thing.
It's coming through in James' eyebrows right now because
it's destroying a lot of all economies.
They disappeared into his hairline, honestly. I don't know if they're still there or not.
I think his
eye. We just said vegan Cool Whip and they literally left the building now. James' eyebrows,
they receded like LeBron's hairline.
Oh.
No, he got it fixed. He's got lots of millions of dollars.
You know what?
Sorry.
I didn't come here for this.
We're sorry.
Steven.
Yeah?
I'm telling you, don't pay any attention to these two, okay?
Yep.
It's regular Frosted Flakes, and you can do chocolate milk in the regular Frosted Flakes, but no one's taking strawberry Frosted Flakes and put it in chocolate milk. It's just, an obscenity.
Well, what about Frosted Flakes into strawberry milk? Is that... It's like vanilla strawberry, right?
Fine. If you want to do that, fine.
If you're going to mix strawberry and chocolate, what you do is strawberry Nesquik, chocolate Nesquik, you mix them together, you can snort it.
I'm on toast, Steven.
I think James just had a cardiac arrest.
I would like to give everyone listening a heartfelt apology. we will be writing Steven up for that terrible, terrible travesty that he just said.
It will be reprimanded.
It's going straight to HR because, folks, I apologize. Thoughts and prayers to everyone who had to hear that.
Susan, well, you're not going to drink it.
I will be your representative at the arbitration, okay?
I think Steve's going to walk into a room and Susan's like, all right, Steve, we've had some complaints. I need you to sit on down there on that chair.
Oh, yeah.
Then hits a button and it goes into a pit of lava.
I have to say, disclaimer, I am not condoning snorting Nesquik.
We don't condone snorting anything on this program.
Well, folks, you're listening to...
Not even on Rattlesnake.
The Rogue Apostles Show. I'm James.
I'm Faith.
I'm Scotty.
And I'm Steven.
And we'll see you next time.